Nath, please welcome to the show. Get the round of applause ready for a friend of ours, a friend of the show, and she's going to tell us something very exciting happening at Tasmania's Own Market this Saturday. It is the Lord Mayor of Hobart. It's Anna Reynolds.
Hello, Anna.
Hello. How are you guys going? Are you still in the still at home, or are you back in the studio?
I don't know where I am anymore. You know what I mean?
So confused.
No, we're back in the studio, Anna. So we've got the beautiful
good
view.
News.
Beautiful view
good
of the mountain.
News.
Beautiful view of Melville Street. What about you, Anna? Whereabouts are you at the moment?
I am in the Lord Mayor's office at Town Hall.
Oh, nice.
Is it a big office, Anna?
It is pretty big. Yeah, I did give up one of my rooms and turned it into a public reading room. But you guys should come and have a cup of tea one day.
I'd love to have
a little tour and
a cup of tea at the Lord Mayor's office manor.
Do you
need to do anything? We are talking about the Tasmania's Own Markets, but like when people walk into the Lord Mayor's office, it just sounds so. Do people have to bow or anything? Or
no? What do you reckon? Of course, they don't have to bow.
Yeah. We don't know how politics works.
Kiss like a royal shield, or I don't know.
Although these days, you know, we're not allowed to shake hands anymore, and that always feels a bit weird. And I wonder whether we should go to the sort of the Japanese tradition of giving each other a little bow instead of a handshake, because you need to do something.
Yeah.
And I just don't get this elbow touching thing. It's not going to take off, is it?
It's strange, isn't it?
Nate did say early on, Anna, that the bow is probably the best way to go because there's a lot of space and it's quite formal.
That's right.
And the elbow thing does look a little bit weird, let's be honest.
It's strange. Mm. I don't know what to do when people put their elbows in my face. It's very confusing.
Yeah, Nate grabs onto our boss's elbow the other day, put his finger. Anna, can you tell us a bit about Tasmania's Own Market and what they're doing this weekend?
Yeah, absolutely. So as you know, we've got a show day holiday weekend, even though we don't have a show. So we thought we would try and do our best to create a bit of a show atmosphere down at the Salamanca Markets, or the Tasmanian Own Market. So this Saturday between 8:30 and 1:30 p.m. there'll be a show day theme at the market. So there'll be Tommy the Choo Choo Train.
Oh, yes.
Teacup rides, laughing clowns, toffee apples, fairy floss, and I know you guys will be really excited about this one. Baby goats.
Oh, baby goats.
I love
baby goats.
Oh,
hang on a minute. Someone's played with my dip.
Oh, anytime you say goat, Anna, the noise goes
That happens all the time in here. Bloody producer Grace is playing with the desk again.
Yeah, she's a mischievous. I love baby animals. Anna, are you a fan of animals?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. And particularly for the little kids, you know, they love a few of those baby animals. So there'll be lots of nice extra bits and pieces. But it's still important to remember that there's only 1,000 people allowed in the site at one time. But we've really got it down pat these days. So, you know, I reckon you won't. I think people should feel they can turn up. There'll be there shouldn't be too much waiting, I don't think.
Yeah.
Like, I think a 1,000 people, you'd be surprised how many people can move through the site, and it's not crowded at all. So, yeah, there won't be show bags, but you can build your own show bag from making things from all the wonderful stallholders. We've got 90 stallholders there this week. So, yeah, it could be a really good day.
I'm glad you brought up the show bag thing, Anna, because that was the next question I was going to ask. Obviously, there's no show bags, but yeah, are we allowed to encourage people to create their own? You know, bring like a Woolies bag or a Coles bag and just fill it with beautiful stuff from Tasmania's Own Markets.
Absolutely, that's a perfect idea. And there are lots of different products, you know, small and big, food and little gifts and treats. So, it's a different kind of show bag, but I'm sure, again, for the kids, they'll really appreciate having something on show day, given that the actual show isn't going ahead.
Absolutely. Excuse me, sir, what's in that bag? No,
right,
you've got to put that back.
Goat. You can't. You've got to put the baby goat back.
That needs to go back into the petting zoo. No, stop and put that one back too. Anna Reynolds, as always, we adore you coming on the show. We appreciate it. We can't wait to see how Saturday plays out.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
See you soon. Thank you very much. It's here. Good morning.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.